Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
And welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy birthday to Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. It's my brother's birthday. Who knows if he's listening, but he might one day. So
happy birthday. He definitely is. So yeah. Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh. Joshy. The big 2-3. Love that for him. Love it for him.
Yeah, we got a great show for you, so don't worry.
Yeah, for you only, Josh.
Exactly.
Just kidding. So, before we get started, how about the weather?
Wow. No, you're going to start off with the weather.
Okay, no, but for real, the warmth is bringing me back to life.
Oh, I know. It's finally, like, springtime.
I mean, it's also killing me.
See, the first day of spring was not it. It was still cold. But now it's finally coming back. Like, I had to turn on my air conditioner
me
today.
Me too. Oh, my gosh. We had the heat on last night. Because it was honestly cold yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the heat on. And when I woke up this morning, I was drenched.
Yeah.
It was, like, 77. I was like, oh, what happened? Mm-hmm. But now it's summer officially, so... Not really.
Well, yeah. But like seasonal depression is like getting, it's slowly getting out of here. Like,
thank goodness. She needs to leave us alone.
Uh-huh.
But go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, por favor.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I did want to mention before we get started, I finally started watching that show that you have been telling me to watch.
Ooh.
Only Murders in the Building.
Oh, shout out. Okay, first of all. Team Selena Gomez. But for real, that show is so good. You're a little late, but, you know, not too late, because the new season, I think, is coming out very soon. So you have time to catch up.
I'm on, like, the third episode of the first season. Love that.
Well, good thing there's only two.
I think so.
Maybe there's three. Yeah. I don't remember. Either two or three, but that's still not that much to catch up on, at least.
Yeah, it was really giving me, like... Like, I was feeling connected to them because like, no spoilers, because, you know, in case you don't watch it, but...
You don't even know anything.
They do have, like, a podcast in the show, like, that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the second episode, they were recording in a closet, and I was like, wow, that's me.
Yeah, when they were recording, like, in the closet, when I first watched that, I was laughing so hard at myself, because I was like, there's Savannah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he was like, the acoustics are better in here. It's like, yep, they are.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
That's why I'm in here.
Oh, Savannah recording in a closet is so iconic.
It is, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, until I get my studio.
Facts.
Just eventually.
Yes, facts. Okay. Can't wait for that day. But anyway, I don't really have anything else going on with my life. So, I mean, which is a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For me. We're just moving forward.
Yeah, trying to.
Okay, so speaking of moving forward, this story today, it's sort of like a lot of different stories, but like one main topic. I'm gonna be talking about, like, immortality.
Ooh, okay. Fountain of youth.
Yeah, and I want to say, like, I want to ask you, have you ever wanted to be immortal, and, like, do you still want to be?
I think when I was little, I definitely wanted to, you know, find the fountain of youth. Today, oh, no, baby. No, these years are, you know, they're grinding on me.
Yeah.
These 25 only years. So, no, I don't think I want to be immortal.
Right. So, like, one life is good enough for you?
I mean.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, wait, are we talking, so, like, one life, like, I'm living as me for the rest of eternity?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm good with one. Like, I'll live my life and then peace out. What about
I kind of feel the same way, but I used to be really into, like, these myths about immortality, and I thought it was so cool, like, such a cool idea,
mm-hmm.
that, like, somebody could be living for that long and, like, have multiple, like, change their identity, you know?
Well, that part is cool. Okay, also, hear me out. I think the reason why we feel like this is because we had a lot more fun when we were kids. So, like, if I could live, like, as my kid self, like, younger, like, when I was having a great grand old time, maybe.
True.
But now, in the adult life, when we're having no fun and we're working every day, like, all day, every day, that's what I don't want to live. So, like, I was having fun, then I would want to be immortal.
Right.
But if I'm living this, like, capitalism life, like, where I have to grind every day, no.
Yeah, see, what if I change the tune a little bit and make you rich in this situation?
Oh, I'm absolutely living eternally.
Yeah.
If I'm rich. Like, right. That kind of sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it always seemed fun to me to be able to, like, I don't know, somehow be able to, like, save up enough money by the time you're, like, you know, like, 80 or something, and then you still look like you're, like, 30 or something, right?
Yeah.
And so you, like, and then by that time, maybe everybody you knew in your, like, first time around is kind of gone. So then you can just, like, be creative and make up your own new life and just, like, restart somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, thinking about it, you'd probably have to do that every few years to not cause suspicion.
You definitely would. Also, like, I wouldn't want to lose everybody around me. Like, I wouldn't want to watch every single person die that I love. Yeah,
that is pretty sad.
That sucks. But also, you could have a lot of time and, like, become really good at a lot of things. Like, because there are, like, a lot of things I want to do in my life that I know I'm not going to do because there's just simply not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was immortal, there would be enough time. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm very iffy.
Yeah. So there's definitely some pros and cons. Well, so there are some myths, like some legends throughout the years of how people thought that you could become immortal. So I'm going to go through some of them with you. The first one that I had never really heard of this, or maybe I have. I don't know. I don't remember seeing it anywhere. Eating a mermaid.
No, I've definitely never heard that before.
Well, okay. So first of all, we do have an episode where I talk about mermaids. That is episode 70, if you want to go back to that.
Which you do.
Yes. And this is, like, a whole other thing. So the fact that, like, you can become immortal from eating a mermaid is, like, a Japanese legend.
Okay.
So, yeah. It claims that you can be granted immortality. So this comes from a specific story. The story of the 800-year nun.
That's a long time.
Yeah, 800 years. But, I mean, maybe she's older than 800 years now. Like, I guess if she's immortal.
Well, yeah, she's definitely over 800 years now.
Yeah. So this story starts out with a fisherman. So a fisherman is out at sea trying to catch some dinner, and he ends up catching a mermaid.
How lucky.
Yeah, and he brought it home and prepared it for dinner. Side note, though, Japanese mermaids, especially like years and years ago, they were usually very fish-like.
Okay.
With just a human face.
Oh,
so that's not like that's not worse. Not like Ariel.
Okay, so like flounder kind of.
Yeah, he literally look at yeah
face.
Literally just take flounder, like take a fish and put a human face on it, like even with hair too. Like sometimes they would have hair.
Ew, I don't like that. Also the fact that this fisherman just was like, the first thing I'm going to do when I catch this mermaid, I'm going to kill it and eat it.
Well, he was like out looking for dinner.
Okay, yeah, he's hungry.
So yeah, he brings it home like for his family and his friend. They were all going to eat dinner together. But his friend looks at it and he said, we should not eat that.
That would be me. I'm the friend.
Yeah. He's like, that looks like has a human face and we shouldn't eat it. So they don't. So that's good.
Thank goodness.
But later that night, the fisherman's daughter comes out to the kitchen and finds the prepared mermaid meat and eats some of it.
A good midnight little snack.
Yeah, basically. And from then on, she did not age, and she became immortal.
Wow.
Yeah, so after years and years, she became a nun, and she was cursed with immortality. So, like, this is more of, like, a warning. She did not like being immortal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much the end of that tale. It's kind of short. It's just like, yeah, if you eat one, you're going to turn immortal.
Well, I know what I'm not going to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, that story, it's like, I don't know. I guess it has to do with like, they're just trying to get you to not eat a mermaid because it looks like a human. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really get that one. Like the real legend, you know, behind the legend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Something to think about.
That makes me think, like, what if they really are real? Like, I mean, you know, like, if they actually are fish that look like humans with faces, ew.
I mean, there is that theory that mermaids are actually, like, manatees.
Oh.
You know?
I forgot about that theory.
So I guess you probably shouldn't eat them either.
I would not do that. Yeah. They don't look appealing to eat anyway.
They don't.
Ew. Feels like it's giving tire.
Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Well, moving aside from that, I have another one that I would also probably not do either. So this one is another thing that you eat, but it is a real life substance. So like mermaids, we're like, well, are they real? We don't know. Haven't really seen one before. But this stuff is actually real. It's called cinnabar. And it's like a substance in the earth.
Okay.
So it's like a brick red ore made of mercury sulfide.
Sounds so tasty.
Yes. So it's like bright, bright red. And it was used in cosmetics for color, actually, back in the day.
Are those people all immortal now?
Well, I'll tell you. So... In the Chinese Tang Dynasty, it was said that eating this substance would make you immortal. And many people tried it, and they like, would make potions of it.
Ooh.
To try to become immortal. And sadly, it did just the opposite. It claimed many lives. Yeah.
You know, giving all the chemicals that you were listing, I was like, that can't be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Eating mercury is really just, like, not the way to live forever.
Definitely not.
So, by the end of the Tang Dynasty, people realized that it was not the key to immortality, and actually the opposite. So, they stopped doing that. So, that's good.
That's, but, thank goodness.
But not before it did kill a bunch of people.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Okay. So, not to... go through that pretty quickly, but that's pretty much the end of that one. So the next one, I actually like this story, The Peaches of Immortality.
Sounds like a good one, finally.
So this is another Chinese legend. And in Chinese mythology, there's a place where the immortal beings, like the gods, live. Sort of like, you know, in Greek mythology, there's like Mount Olympus.
Yeah, I was gonna say like in Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
Yeah.
So they're like up there, and there's someone called the Queen Mother.
Yes, Queen Mother.
Yes, and she lives up there with her peach garden. And there are three varieties of peaches in her garden.
Oh. Somebody played Peaches by Justin Bieber.
Oh my god, can you imagine? They just have the peach garden and that's just playing constantly.
Over the speakers, like in Mount Olympus.
Yes. Oh my god. In, yeah, up in the heavens. Okay, so the three different types of peaches, they stay ripe for 1,000 years.
Wow, I need those kind of, that kind of fruit.
So I'll go through each kind. So one of them is like the smallest variety, and it has tiny blossoms, and when you eat it, you feel light and strong. It opens up your mind to like higher wisdom, and it lengthens your life. But I don't think this one makes you immortal, it just like lengthens your life. And then it blossoms every 3,000 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you have to wait 3,000 years for it to become ripe.
That's, so, you know, a little bit of time. You kind of just have to be lucky if you want to hit that peach.
Well, these other ones you do too. Even longer, honestly.
Wow.
So there's a sweeter variety and it has multiple blossoms, and this one blossoms every 6,000 years.
Wow.
It gives you the ability to fly and makes you look young.
Ooh, that one sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. And the third kind has purple streaks and the pits are pale yellow and they ripen every 9,000 years.
Mm.
And if you eat one, you live forever and have the same rank as the sun and the moon.
Oh.
Which are their actual living beings in Chinese mythology. So, okay. Like, you'll just be, like, basically the sun or the moon.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. Which is, like, insane. But I guess that it's just because they live forever. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, like the sun and the moon, they live forever, theoretically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there is a story that I sort of read that, has to do with this character in the Chinese mythology called the King Monkey, and he comes and, like, steals some of the peaches. But that, honestly, is a story for another day. I want to get into that another time, because that was a long one, and I wanted to focus on, like, the immortality stories.
For sure. Definitely we'll have to come back to the King Monkey, though.
Yes. It was crazy. I'm very interested. Like, he, like, comes over and eats all the peaches and, like, he goes on a rampage. And
oh, yeah. I'm going to need to hear more,
like,
about that.
He's, like, all powerful.
Wow. It's like, wait, you didn't watch that show? Never mind.
What show?
I already forgot. It's, like, The Flash, I think. There's, like, a big monkey and he's kind of the same as the King Monkey is what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name. It's really weird. Anyways.
Yeah. That probably, like, maybe that is taken from the Chinese mythology. You never
it
know.
It really might be. There's a lot of things from that show that's, like, mythological.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so the next one is, a lot of these are food, actually. Now that I see it, like, most of these are, like, stuff you eat. Anyways, okay, the next one
is, I was
going
to say, because even, like, the Fountain of Youth is, like, something you drink.
Yeah, and I actually have that one on the list, too.
That's crazy.
It was a little farther down, but yes, I have the Fountain of Youth. But yeah. Interesting. I wonder, like, is there a way, I should have looked up, like, is there a way to live forever without, like, having to eat or drink something?
Yeah, I think, I definitely have heard of a story of, like, some kind of a pool that you, like, go and, like, soak in where you can be, like, immortal. I'm trying to think if that was actually, like, a real story or if that was in, like, a movie. Don't know.
Yeah. I actually do have something about that later. Something similar.
Period. But that's, like, the only other way that I've ever heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so the next one I have is golden apples. So this is, like, a little flashback to the golden apple tale in episode 98.
Yes, we love her.
Yes. Which is, like, just the name is the same, so I thought I'd mention it. But these are similar to the peaches. In that, like, when you eat them, you live forever.
Okay, so like, are we talking about, like, a yellow apple or, like, a literal golden apple?
Oh, it's literally golden.
So how the heck do you eat that then?
Well, it's like, I think it's, like, gold-coated or something. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
It's, like, a special kind of apple that, like, it grows on a tree and it grows glittery gold on the outside.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe, like, Golden Delicious, like, came from this? I don't know.
See, that's what I was saying, because I've had many Golden Delicious, and I don't think I'm immortal yet.
I mean, an apple a day.
That's what they say. Yeah, that's what they say.
But the golden apples, they actually come from Greek mythology, which is interesting. And they grow on a 5-story tall tree. So that's pretty tall. It's like, I guess you would probably have to, like, climb up the tree to get the apple. Like, it's a whole process.
5 stories is kind of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Very tall. And as I said, they're glittering gold. So they're super shiny, pretty. And they grow in the garden of Hesperides. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Some sounds
Greek,
right.
Greek person. And they're guarded by the dragon Ladon. So They're guarded by a dragon and 5 stories tall. So it's like, are you getting these apples? I don't know.
I surely wouldn't be getting those apples.
You know who did get one? Percy Jackson.
Oh, I was just waiting on you to say something about Percy Jackson in the story.
Yeah, did you see, like, you know more about Percy Jackson than me.
I sure do. Yes, I remember him eating the golden apple. That was like a whole movie plot. The whole plot. For I'm pretty sure it's the second one.
Oh, did he live forever?
That's the thing. Well, that's the thing is that he's like a demigod. So like he kind of already does. But he was getting it for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So
he didn't eat one?
Well, somebody else ate one that he got.
Okay.
I'm not trying to have any spoilers, especially since you haven't seen it.
Okay, but like at this point, am I going to?
I'm forcing you to. There's only two. You can do it.
Okay, I guess you're right.
I'm not telling you. It's a big plot. A plot moment.
Is it on any streaming?
I'm sure it is. Okay. We're going to find out and come back with that.
Okay, yeah. Okay. This next one, I see, this is one that I would actually probably eat. Ambrosia. Have you heard of ambrosia before? It's like a Greek thing. It's like the food or drink of the gods, basically.
I've definitely heard of it. Also, that's definitely in Percy Jackson, too.
Oh, it probably is. Isn't Percy Jackson basically like a bunch of Greek
gods? Yeah, it's literally the Greek gods' children. Like, that's Percy. He's a Greek god's child.
Oh.
Like, it's like all the children of the Greek gods.
Who's kid is he?
I'm not telling you.
Is that like a big problem?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I'm not, can't say much. Can't say much else.
Sorry. Okay. Well, anyways, it basically gives longevity or immortality to whoever consumes it. And so the gods, basically, they are said to like eat ambrosia and drink nectar. And it could actually be the other way around, that they eat nectar and drink ambrosia, but like, it, I don't know, in stories apparently it's told both ways. So we don't know if it's food or drink, but it's like one of them.
Interesting. And Percy Jackson, it's a drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Also just want to say that both of the Percy Jackson movies are on Disney Plus, so.
Oh, okay.
Which makes sense because there is a Percy Jackson TV show that's coming out this summer, so, on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
See, my Disney Plus has been, like, being dumb. Because, okay, well, like, it's not really my account.
Oh, yeah, that's what you were saying. Like, yeah. That's tragic. Knock on wood for me, that hasn't happened yet. Because I'm not on my own account either.
Because I've been using, like, my dad's account. Because, obviously, why would I not?
Of course.
And it, like, keeps locking me out of it. Like, I can't watch because like I'm out of network or something.
They're trying to prohibit the password sharing.
Yes, rude. They are.
So rude.
It's annoying. So I might not be able to watch it, but we'll see.
Well, I have Disney Plus, so the next time I see you, I know exactly what we're watching.
Okay. Actually, I think I can watch it like just on my phone.
Oh, true. True.
Because
true.
If I switch to data.
Yeah, they don't know where you are.
Exactly. So we'll see.
You're not hearing us. If you're a Disney executive listening to this, you are not listening to this conversation.
Yeah. Or, you know, they don't care.
Apparently they do care.
They can't prove anything. We're just joking.
Yeah, this is all a bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have a few more little tidbits. So the next thing that can cause you to be immortal is the Holy Grail.
Oh, for a minute I thought you were gonna say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
And I was like, yeah, in another way. But the yes. Holy Grail, isn't she missing?
Yes.
Mm.
Kind of, yeah. So the Holy Grail, believe it or not, I did not know like anything about it.
How is that even possible?
Listen. They didn't really teach us about this. Like, I went to, like, school and took classes, at a Catholic school, right? went to CCD mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah, okay.
But they they don't teach us this stuff. So I didn't even realize, like, what it was until mm-hmm. I looked it up for this.
Wow. We love this podcast being educational.
Yeah, educational for me.
For us only.
I'm dumb. But anyways, so anybody else out there who doesn't know what the Holy Grail is, let me fill you in. So it was basically the cup or bowl that Jesus drank out of from the Last Supper. And it is also the container that was used to collect Jesus's blood when he was on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big part of it. And because of those two things, like the fact that he drank out of it and that he, like his blood was in it, it has healing power supposedly, and it will give you eternal youth
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it, I guess, brought him back from the dead. I don't know if the cup brought him back
from the dead. I mean, the cup didn't, but like he was, you know, brought back from the dead. So
yeah,
it's just like. There was lingering magical powers in the cup, I suppose, what they're saying.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, looking back and, like, to the times I went to church, I'm like, okay, that does make sense.
There was the Holy Grail. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's so weird that you didn't learn that in the Catholic school, I feel like.
See, maybe they just didn't call it the Holy Grail.
Yeah, probably not.
Because, like, that always seemed fictional to me.
Yeah, well, it is in a lot of movies, too.
Yeah. Like, I always thought of it as, like, a thing in movies.
Yeah. And I always really picture, like, King Arthur.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a whole story of him, like, looking for it.
Did they talk about it in your church?
In my church? No.
Yeah.
No, but in school, yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. No, that, yeah, no. That does, in fact, make sense.
All right. So maybe I'm not so dumb for not knowing that.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Somebody out there is like, yes, you are. But anyways.
Not me.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what the Holy Grail is. And people say, like, the symbol of drinking Jesus' blood, you know, if you got your hands on this, it could theoretically, like, you could find this and drink his blood from it. But, I mean... If it actually were real and, like, somebody found it, that would be so old. Like, how are you going to...
I was just going to say, babe, I'm washing that cup out first and foremost. Right? I don't care what is in it. I'm not drinking out of it straight.
Right,
exactly. I know it's rusty. She's old.
I know. And wouldn't, like, I don't know, couldn't it be, like, a clay bowl? You know, if it's
and
that
probably
old.
Was, but honestly, because like it was such a fancy dinner, like the last mm-hmm. what's the Last Supper? Is that what it's called? Yeah. I think that they were probably like I think it's golden. I think that's the thing about it because like you know they're like very high up people. I mean Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. just you know. So I don't think it was clay. I think it was like very fancy bougie, but it probably could have been.
I mean, he did like. Eat with homeless people and stuff though, right?
No, for sure. But
I guess dinner, not during that.
Like,
yeah.
Just like picture like the Last Supper dinner. Like, you know, the picture that I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm just imagining very fancy things. But you know, that's just a rendition. So.
Yeah. And who like really I haven't read the Bible. I don't know.
So. Yeah. No. And also, yeah, we don't even know. So it could be a clay bowl. And if it was a clay bowl, I do not think she's still around today.
Yeah, that was just like a thought I had. I was like, what if it was and it just like has degraded by now?
Right.
So people have looked everywhere for this, you know, just because they're like, well, you know, this would be a prized artifact, obviously.
For sure.
And some people say that it was brought to Glastonbury in England, which, you know...
Okay.
Wherever that is.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
And apparently people say that the water runs red wherever it is because it runs through Christ's blood.
Mm, that's a little scary.
But scientists say that if the soil is running red, then it's probably because of red iron oxide in the soil.
That's so. What I was going to say. Like, it's like the dirt.
Yeah.
Like, here in North Carolina, we have red dirt.
Yes.
So that's what I picture.
Oh, maybe it's here.
Maybe it is here.
You never know.
Ooh.
Another thing that maybe someday we should cover more, honestly, because this was kind of crazy. Some say the Knights Templar took it.
They probably did.
Do you know anything about the Knights Templar?
Yeah, we've definitely talked about them before in some of my stories.
Yes. See, I was trying to look up to see if you covered them fully one time, but I don't think you did.
No, definitely not them, like, as a whole, but they've definitely been in a lot of the stories that I've told.
Mm-hmm.
Of them, like, doing some weird, sneaky things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not accusing them of anything. Don't come after me.
Yeah. It would be really cool to talk more about them, though.
Yeah, we should.
But the Knights Templar, people say that they took the Holy Grail during the Crusades, which was a long time ago, and they hid it away. So basically the Knights Templar, they were the ones, like, they protected Christian visitors to the Holy Land of Jerusalem, like, years and years and years ago. Just because, like, people started traveling there, and then there was, like, you know, they just wanted to make sure they didn't get, like, attacked and stuff. But it did disband 700 years ago. But some people believe that the Knights Templar is still around today and is, like, underground, mm-hmm. this secret organization.
Yeah, so what I just remembered one of the stories that I covered that they were in. Okay. From you saying that, it's definitely the Denver International Airport episode.
Yes.
Okay. Because people think that that could be their headquarters, is like underneath the airport. So definitely go listen to that episode. I don't know what number it is, but you can find it.
Okay. So they have the Holy Grail is under there.
Like, it really could be.
In the airport.
It really could be. Below it, though. But yeah.
Does the soil run red there?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Red Rocks. Colorado.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it does. Guys, I think we cracked the case.
I think we found it. Okay. Well, find us there. In a week time, we're gonna go.
Knights of the Templar, please don't find us there. Thank you very much.
No, I'm getting a ticket. I'm going. Are you not?
Yeah, I'm going too, but I just don't want the knights to meet us, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're not going. We're not going.
You know.
Okay, so I have one last one, and you had already mentioned it. The Fountain of Youth.
Of course.
So, the Fountain of Youth is like a mystical spring that restores youth of anyone who drinks or bathes in its waters. So, you don't have to drink it. Mm-hmm. You can just bathe in it. There was an explorer, Juan Ponce de Leon. He was the first governor of Puerto Rico, actually. But before that, he traveled to Florida in 1513.
Wow.
So, long, long time ago.
Before Florida.
Yeah. To find the Fountain of Youth.
He thinks it's in Florida?
He thought it was at first. But the Native Americans there, they told him that it was in Bimini.
Ooh, where's that?
That is part of the Bahamas.
Oh.
Yes. So there is, see, this is where it gets kind of crazy, because there is actually a healing hole in Bimini.
Okay.
And there's basically like pools that are naturally carved from limestone, and like cool water is naturally pumped into them from the tides. And so, like, these pools are full of minerals, like, mainly calcium and magnesium, and you just, like, bathe in them, and you get, like, all these minerals, and people say that it restores your skin, makes you look younger. So, it kind of is like a fountain of youth.
Okay, for one, I need to book a trip there ASAP.
Yeah, it's called, like, the healing holes.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful, also.
Yes. So, That one I want to go to, definitely. Mm-hmm. All these other ones are definitely more of, like, on the myth side.
For sure.
But this last one, like, the Fountain of Youth, maybe it is more of, like, a kind of a real thing. Like, it's not going to make you live forever.
Yeah.
But it is, like, you know, it's probably, like, a good spa day.
Yeah, like a good natural remedy for some acne or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That's all I really need. I don't need to be immortal.
Yeah. Yeah. See, and you even said in the beginning, you're like, I don't want to.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And I, see, like, I always have been, like, fascinated by the idea of immortality. Like, even in Twilight, obviously,
they're immortal. Well, yeah, I knew that was coming. I was saving it for you.
yes.
Because I just knew it was coming. But, like, yeah, of course vampires and, like, them being immortal, that makes me a little bit more intrigued.
Yeah. Like, it could be cool to be immortal, but it also could be sort of like a curse.
Exactly.
Like, in the Japanese story.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know, like, after a while, you know, I was saying before, all the people you know are gonna be gone, and you would still be here.
Yeah, and I do feel like after a while, like, even if you did want to be immortal and, like, live a bunch of lives, I feel like after a while, like, you're gonna get bored.
Yeah.
Of being alive.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, well, I've done literally everything I've ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So what now?
That's true. Yeah. I mean, even, like, even people who get old, like, that aren't living for hundreds of years, like, just 100 years, like, they get bored.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. So it's
like, yeah. So maybe it's not all it's cut out to be.
Yeah.
But I do think, and I think in the beginning you were kind of hinting at this, but I think we are all sort of immortal in a different way, because I kind of believe in reincarnation.
Yeah. I was hinting at that because I didn't really know what you meant, but yeah. That's what I was going to say, like, living lifetime, like, living forever as, like, a soul, but not a body.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And, like, you forget your previous life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you get to start over and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that's better anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather forget. It sounds dark, but, like, I really would not want to live for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, it's just a lot.
Especially now. Like, maybe back in the day, but people are really crazy now. And, like, we're only going downhill. Like, if the future looked brighter, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. There's definitely, like, pros and cons to every era, you know?
Definitely. Of course. But, like, I'm talking more, like, global warming. Like,
yeah,
the end of times could be coming. You know?
I mean, we'll be fine.
No, we will.
I don't know.
Unless we're immortal.
Yeah. So...
Also, I was playing the song Immortals by Fall Out Boy the whole time in the back of my head that you were telling
me. Oh, my God.
The song.
I didn't even think. We were just talking about Fall Out Boy before this, too.
I know. And that's why I think it's so in my head.
Wow. I love that. But, yeah, that's pretty much the end of what I have. Like, that, I don't know. Immortality is just, like, an interesting concept. Because it's so, like, human, I think. I've said this before about other things that we've talked about. Like, the aspect of, like, all humans sort of think alike. And it's, like, most people think about, like, what would it be like to live forever?
Exactly. You know? It's so human. Because, like, dogs are out here, like, let me go find a, like, enchanted pool that's going to help me live forever, you know? I mean, maybe they are thinking that and we just don't know. But
yeah. But
I kind of doubt it. I kind of doubt it.
It's just, like, a cool thing to think about.
It really is. It really, it's so crazy. It's so hard to think about. Because I'm like, yes, I would want to do it, but also no.
Okay, here's the thing. Would you rather be immortal or time travel to the future?
Time travel, well, that's not even a question.
Because you would get there either way.
You would, but I'm not patient. So I would definitely want time travel.
But you can't travel back.
Oh. That's fine.
So you would leave all of your family before it's time.
That's a question.
And me. You're gonna leave me.
I think just because I don't believe it, I would try both of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I kind of just don't believe it would happen, I feel like I would be like, yeah, I'm gonna go time travel. And if I didn't come back, you know, I just don't come back.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, that's hard. I don't know what I would really do. Uh-huh. Which would you choose?
I feel like I would have to pick the immortal one just because I don't want to leave my life now.
Yeah. I see that. And I just don't know what I would do. That's so hard. I don't know. This is a hard topic because I'm just like going so back and forth in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Hard.
Yeah.
Good thing we don't have that problem. But I was going to say, if you were to come across, like, these pools or like these golden apples or whatever, any story you told, would you do it? Because I would do any of them because I don't really believe that it's true.
If it was definitely true, would you?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably, because I still just, like, wouldn't believe it.
See, I would probably do one of the things that would lengthen my life, but not the ones that would make it last forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, which peach would you eat?
I think, like, the first one. I said, like, the first mm-hmm. one.
Yeah, I would definitely eat the first one.
Gave you, like...
You just, like, look pretty for, like, longer. And a little bit more life. Like, a longer life.
Yeah. Or maybe that was the second one.
No, it was the first one.
Okay.
It was. It definitely was. Yeah. I don't know. That's... My brain is boggled right now from this information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. So, you know, tell us what you guys would do. Because I am curious. Very curious what everyone would do.
Yeah.
That was such a good story.
Thanks. Okay, what do you have for me?
We're really switching gears. Like, very much so.
Okay. See, like, sometimes we have stuff that connects.
Oh, yeah, like the elevators.
Yeah, we'll definitely have something that, like, connects them, right? Maybe. We'll see.
Kind of. In a way.
Okay.
I'm thinking of one way that's, like, so far. Like, the distance is so far. But, you know, we'll get there. Okay, so for you this week, I have the legend of Cropsey. Da-da-da.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Cropsey?
No.
Well, you're gonna. Okay, so this week... We're setting the scene. We're going to be in Staten Island, New York. Okay? And that took everything in me to not do a New York accent, so you're welcome that I did it. Just know I said it in my head. It wouldn't have been a good one. That's why I didn't do it. So, this story is, like, truly, like, unlike any of the other stories we've told on this podcast. Because, well, we'll get there. We'll get there. So... There was in Staten Island a legend that was going around for so many years, and it was like completely like a fake legend. Like, people knew, like, this is a fake legend. But people would, you know, tell it to like get their kids to act right and do all this stuff. But everybody was like collectively, like, yes, this is a legend. Until it wasn't, and somebody turned the legend into reality. So,
oh, yikes,
that's a big yikes. So, let's just jump right on in. So, getting into, like, the original legend, in the early 1970s, there was, like, this story of this alleged killer, okay, named Cropsey. So, this is the fake story, okay? So, this killer named Cropsey, it pretty much only went around, like, in Staten Island, and it was, like, this tragedy that, like, described this man who, like, lost his son in this really bad accident, and this accident was, like... this really bad fire that was, you know, just a big tragedy, pretty much. And because this man lost his son and, like, he couldn't help him really or save him, that loss ended up sending this man, Cropsey, into a mental health hospital for a little while. So the legend says that Cropsey escaped the hospital one day and ended up kidnapping several young children. Because, you know, he lost his son, so he needs to get some children. So, okay,
this is starting to sound familiar. Like, I feel like I have heard this one before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure, and that's why we drank covered this story. Okay, so that's probably where.
Might be it.
But I think it was a really long time ago. So.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know. Okay,
continue. I want to hear your version of it.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, whatever. This man loses his son, goes to a hospital, escapes, and now he's stealing children. The most important part of this legend was that this man had a hook for a hand, one hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's giving the hatchling slasher.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, didn't he have like a
spatula?
Yes, a spatula.
Yes. Right. Yeah. But pretty much the same idea, you know?
Yeah.
So other stories like describe Cropsey as having like severe burns, like, cause you know, he was in the fire too. But not all of them say that he has burns, but all of the legends said that he had a hook for a hand. So, creepy. But basically, like, parents use this legend to, like, warn their kids to not be out past a certain time, or, like, just, like, a fear tactic, like, in general, like, oh, you don't want Cropsey to get you, you better come listen to me, Like, that's so messed up, but
yeah, it is.
You know, parents, they be doing that. So
yeah, see, I think that I feel like there's other stories we've had that you know, parents would say that.
Oh yeah, so many of them.
Just be like,
which I'm like,
watch out,
guys, we're traumatizing these children,
right?
Yeah, so the legend of Cropsey was pretty much like the most popular campfire story up north. Apparently, I had never heard of it, but you know, I'm from the South, so don't know.
I mean, I never heard of it either.
Well, that's facts. But I think it's like more up, like way north, like New York. But you weren't that far, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. But all the websites were like, basically, it's like the South's Bloody Mary. So, and you know, we know Bloody Mary all too well.
But Bloody Mary is like.
From everywhere. I know. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I don't know. That's just what it said. So, let's see here. So not only did this legend like keep kids like behaving and listening to their parents or whatever, but it was also used to teach kids about fire safety because, you know, the whole fire situation. So, yeah, the legend was used like in schools, like literally everywhere. Everybody had heard about Cropsey.
They're not going to just use like Smokey the Bear.
No, we're using a murderer with a hook for a hand that steals children. Yeah. Huh. You know, so during this time, and this is one of the reasons why I think, you know, we were doing this instead of Smokey, was that like during this time period when this legend was going around, it was when like the horror movie genre had like started gaining popularity. And it was like the time where like some of the most famous horror movies came out, like Halloween. So like everybody was like on the serial killer craze for the first time, kind of. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's why it was so popular back then. So the infamous, horrible, disgusting, atrocious Harvey Weinstein was looking for a horror movie opportunity during this time because, you know, he wanted to get in on the action. And he took his own experience and like with the legend himself, because apparently he had some experience with Cropsey, or at least being told the story when he was young. And he created the movie called The Burning. And basically, really funny, it was a financial flop for him.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it was kind of a waste of money. But it is like it's pretty well-known movie. And it has like its own version of Cropsey like in the movie. So, you know, we don't support Harvey Weinstein, but I didn't watch the movie. So I don't really know. Mm-hmm. So, they're obviously, like, in this movie. I mean, while I said it was a financial flop, a lot of people did see it because everybody was going to see, like, all the scary movies that were coming out. But there were a lot of differences between the original legend and the movie. So that's when the legend kind of started getting, like, blurry of, like, people didn't know, like, what was the quote-unquote real legend versus the movie, you know? Because that happens every time, like, a movie comes out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it happens with, like, every legend. Like, they just, like, end up just skewing it just to either make it better or, like, end up making it worse.
Yeah, like, I think, like, of, like, the Slender Man movie. And, like, when that was, like, popular and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Slender Man murders after that came out. Like, you know, things just go bad sometimes when horror movies are released. I lost my spot. Typical. Okay, so I said I didn't watch the movie, but I did read a synopsis so I could at least, you know, tell you a little bit about what was going on. So the movie tells the story of this guy who is a janitor, and he got, like, pranked, but the prank went really wrong, apparently, and the janitor in the movie was accidentally set on fire and, like, suffered really bad burns.
Oh, my God.
Like, from, like, the students at the school.
What?
Yeah, and so he, like, goes through, like, all these surgeries and skin grafts and, you know, all this stuff to, like, help him heal from the fire. And eventually, once he's healed, the man escapes, like, the hospital and makes his way to this summer camp where I guess he just somehow knew that's where all the kids were that had pranked him. Yeah, that's a little weird. But, yeah, so then the movie version of Cropsey goes to this camp and goes on the killing spree to, like, get revenge on the kids who had pranked him. So, yeah, you know, kind of similar, but not fully.
See, yeah, it seems like he, like, the kids might deserve it.
Yeah, in the movie.
Not really, but, like, they set him on fire.
I mean,
like,
they really did. They set him on fire. So, you know, they're not completely innocent in this. but that they deserve to get brutally murdered. I don't know.
No, no, you're right. They don't.
I don't actually know if it was brutal, but I'm assuming that it was. So, let's see here. So, okay. So we're still like, that all happened like in the 70s and stuff. Like that was when the legend fully came out, first came out. And then, you know, Harvey Weinstein made the movie. And the tale was already popular at the time because of just everybody already knew it. And then the movie just made it 10 times more popular. But in 1987, so like about 20 years after the legend had begun, the legend became reality, sadly. So as much as I like don't want to tell you about the real Cropsey's life, it's kind of important to the story. So this guy named Andre Rand was born on March 11th in 1944, and he worked as a custodian at Willowbrook State School in Staten Island.
Okay.
So in 1983, for no reason and without any authorization whatsoever or permission from anybody, Andre Rand took a school bus full of 11 kids from a New York YMCA, and he drove the kids out to New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport, and just like held them captive there, like in the bus for a long time. But thankfully nobody was harmed from that. Okay. Just very scared. And he was arrested and given a 10-month sentence. 10 months.
10 months for that? Oh my god.
Kidnapping and like holding children in a school bus for hours. I feel like 10 months, like, come on, it should have at least been a year. Like, are we kidding? That's crazy.
Yeah, so that is wild.
Obviously, you know, after his 10 months and he was out, it quickly made him a very untrustworthy member in the town. And even though like Staten Island is not small, but like people know each other there. So everybody knew like who he was and like that they needed to stay away from him. But sadly, nobody knew what he was truly capable of. And he was occasionally seen taking walks with kids in the area and like trying to talk to kids. I don't know why people didn't do something about that sooner, but you know, maybe they didn't know like who he really was, you know, from a distance. So he had been, it eventually came out that he had been taking some of the kids out to local dinners as well. So this man is just like an absolute disgusto. Like just, I'm just sick. I'm
sick. Okay, sickened. Where are their parents? Like they're just like going out to dinner.
Well, it was like in the 80s. Like,
yeah,
you know, right. Like I just don't know if it's not 2023.
Yeah. You
know, parents, they keep their kids under lock nowadays, but back then they really didn't. So yeah, he was taking kids out to local dinners. Plus like if this man was like, you want some fancy dinner? I'd be like, yeah. I'd probably be like, yeah, today. So.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But you know, like they're kids. They don't really know better. And like he's like food and they're like, yeah. So very messed up. So, but what people did start noticing like before the dinners and him walking with the kids was that there were multiple instances where kids would go missing and he would have been like one of the last people to see them or like to be seen with them.
Oh my gosh.
And so like some of the people who were like watching him like in the neighborhoods that he was walking around like noticed like, oh, he was with like whatever Susan, but now she's missing. And so people were starting to put it together, but not like 100%. And because like he had already been charged with stuff like that, they were like, maybe we're just like biased. And I'm like, no, maybe you were right.
You know? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's a disgusto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So some people did actually go forward with that information and tell the police, but like, they were like, I mean, there's nothing we can do, like, unless you have evidence.
See, that, yeah, that always bothers me about the police. It's like, same. What are you here for then?
Right. Like, what are we doing? Like, well, literally, what are we doing? So it was not until 1987, which is 4 years, by the way, in case you weren't paying attention, 4 years, like, of him doing really whatever he was doing, you know, until he was caught when, in 1987, when 12-year-old Jennifer Schweiger disappeared, okay? And Jennifer, like, her family was pretty prominent in the city, so it was a big worry that she was missing. And there was this huge 35-day search for her, and they did end up finding her body, and it was buried underground at this makeshift campsite in the woods. Like, it looked very quick, and it would take a year, but in 1988, Andre Rand was arrested and convicted of kidnapping and first-degree murder of Jennifer Schweiger. So, you know, it took about 5 years to get him off the streets for good, but,
Yeah, that's insane. Like,
yeah.
And also, yeah. It took 4 years until they even suspected anything.
Well, they suspected him, but 4 years until they had any proof. And really, the only reason that he even got arrested for that is because they found her body. It's because they couldn't find these kids' bodies that he wasn't being arrested. So, like, there was just, like, no evidence other than him being seen with them. So, yeah. So let's see here. So Andre Rand, in the Jennifer Schweiger case, he was confirmed to be the last person to see her and to be seen with her. So people knew that. And so that's why they were like, okay, this man's been suspected of like so many things. Can we please get him off the streets? So, he was also associated with the disappearances of 4 other kids to be like certain of, at least, Alice Pereira, Holly Ann Hughes, Tyhees Jackson, and Hank Jaforia. So it was girls and boys that he was taking. And who knows how many other kids in the 5 years that he could have taken. But those are the ones that he, like, got charged for. Or got accused of in court. But the police were only able to give him one additional charge for kidnapping Holly Ann Hughes. And not the other 3. Because there, like, wasn't hard evidence. Which I'm like...
That really sucks.
Guys.
That there's no evidence.
Like, the fact that there's no evidence. I know it was the 1980s and, like, it would be so different today, but, like, come on. There's not, like, there's 2 crazy people doing this in the same exact way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's obviously him. So, So he went to trial eventually for these few, you know, charges. And... sadly, the jury was never able to convict him of the murder charge because of the lack of evidence. So he was only convicted with, like, 4 charges of kidnapping. So
he didn't even get convicted of murder?
Still to this day. This man is alive.
And he's just, like, free?
No, he's not free. He's in prison. Yeah, luckily, at least, kidnapping does, you know... come with a hefty sentence, at least, unlike the first time he kidnapped kids.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, he kidnapped a bus full of people, and that was fine, but just one of them.
But I think it's because they had one of the girls' bodies. You know, like, even though they couldn't charge him for murder, they, like, knew it was him. You know, like, it's different when there's alive kids versus a not alive kid. Sadly. Right. I mean, it shouldn't matter. It really should not matter.
Yeah. I get it.
So stupid. But what's even more stupid is that Andre Rand will be eligible for parole in 2037. which is not that long from now.
Okay, but how old is he?
He will be, when that comes, he will be 93.
Well, he might not make it.
Yeah, and so hopefully he won't make it until then. But as we already talked about, like, immortality, like, what if he's immortal? Yeah. I hope not.
Let's
hope it's not him. If there's anybody. No, I'm just kidding about that. But, like, also 93, it's old, but he could definitely still live. You know?
Yeah, but I don't think he would really be a threat at that
point. No, but I don't want him to be out of prison at all.
Yeah.
At all. I don't care if he is old. I don't care if he can't move, you know? He's a murderer, and he's disgusting. So, yeah. So, moving on. Because of... like, the similarities between Andre Rand's life, like, the real Cropsey, and the Cropsey from the Burning movie, people associate Andre Rand to the legend of Cropsey, and some people think that he had ended up, like, watching the movie, and because, like, he was a janitor at this school, and, like, I don't know what he had against kids, or, you know, what that backstory was, because people have asked him, but he won't answer. But people think that the movie kind of pushed him to do this if he wasn't already doing it. So that's bad.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird that, like, he did it after the movie came out, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that happens a lot with horror movies. Like, people are like, the copycat killings or whatever. And that is just not cool. Not cool at all. So, I keep losing my spot. Okay. So, yeah, he is known, Andre Rand, as the real Cropsey of Staten Island and also the boogeyman of Staten Island.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman. Yeah, he really is truly a boogeyman. And some people also speculate that Andre Rand was actually a Satanist, and the reason that he was doing this was not from, like, some childhood trauma or whatever, but it was actually that he was taking kids to sacrifice them, like, to Satan, I suppose. And some people think that he, like, actually was not working alone, and that's how he was able to, like, leave no evidence behind. Because, like, even though it was the 80s, it was the late 80s, and that really is not that long ago, you know? Like,
yeah,
it is, but it's also not. Like, I even myself would think that there would be more evidence than there was for 1988. I don't know.
So yeah, I mean, he must have been good then. I don't know.
He was either good or he wasn't working alone.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no real proof to, like, the satanic portion of that, but, like, I don't know. It's definitely not out of the realm of possibilities. So in 2009, Andre Rand's, like, disturbing life was explored in this documentary, and it's also called Cropsey. And in the documentary, they refer to him as the Hannibal Lecter of Staten Island.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think he ate the children. Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. I couldn't find anything, so I don't really know why.
Yeah, see, like, why would they refer to him as that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I also didn't watch that documentary, so I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, members of the community say that they're literally still scared of him, even though, and the legend, like, that they still use the legend for, like, you know, means of getting their kids to listen or whatever. But that, like, but I understand, because truly anybody could do that. Like, they didn't think it was going to happen when they were saying the legend at first either, you know?
Yeah, true.
Oh, it's horrible. But yeah, that is the legend of Cropsey and how it was fake and it turned real because of that disgusting human.
That is, see, that's manifesting gone wrong.
Yeah, honestly. Right. The worst possible manifesting you could do. Hmm. Literally. Ah, horrifying. Literally horrifying. But we will have some pictures on our Instagram if you want to go see them. We're going to include a picture of the, what did you call it? Bimini Springs?
Yes. Yeah. Those.
Because I really want to, like, see what that looks like.
The hole.
The holes. The holy holes.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I don't know.
It was.
It's going to be that now. The holy holes.
I gotta go look.
I know. I really forgot. But yes, definitely go check out our Instagram. We'll have fun pics.
The healing holes.
The healing holes. I knew it was H. Not the holy holes.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it wasn't holy, but yeah.
I think I was mixing that in the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fun. But also go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Oh, okay. I did actually, I remember something I was going to mention. I should have said this in the beginning, but last week you covered the Brookstown Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom actually, she sent me a picture and she was like, we stayed here at the Brookstown Inn. I was like, wait, what? Since when? No, because, okay, I still don't even remember this at all.
When did she say it was?
Spring of 2014.
Okay, not too long ago.
Well, yeah, I wasn't here before that, so.
Well, yeah. But, well, I didn't know if you had ever visited before.
I have not. So, we were, I guess, visiting Winston-Salem just because, you know, we were about to move here. So it was the year before we had moved, I think. Or I guess just a few months before we moved. And, yeah, I guess we stayed at the Brookstown Inn, but I seriously do not remember staying there, so I can't tell you if I saw any ghosts or not.
Well,
because also, like, coming here before I lived here, I don't even remember, like, I didn't know what anything was, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
it's different when it's like, so like now obviously I know all these landmarks and know where stuff is. Then I was like literally, I was 17, I didn't know any sort of landmarks or anything. I thought we had only stayed at one hotel, like, because we came down here and stayed in Mount Airy.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we did stay in Winston, in like there. So
that is so crazy that your parents would book that hotel to stay in.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And my mom has a picture. She sent me a picture of Adriana outside of it.
Well,
and did she like, look, see?
She was a baby in that picture, probably.
She was, yeah, she looked really tiny.
Wow.
But, I think she was like six.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's so crazy.
And, what was it called? She doesn't have, like, any other pictures, though, or anything.
Okay, but the fact that she even has one picture is probably enough for me to believe.
I mean, I believe it, but I just don't remember it.
Well, clearly nothing haunted happened, because you would remember it.
Yeah, I guess I would. I don't know. I see, like, sometimes my memory is crazy to me, because it's like, how does something happen? And I'm just like, it blocked totally out.
You know what I remember? I can't remember exactly where, but it was a story that you covered. I'm pretty sure that you... And it was, like, something in Philly, like, some sort of, like, field trip that you had went on, and you had forgotten that you went on it.
That is definitely a possibility.
Not Savannah already forgetting that. That's funny. Well, you know, when you get old, all the years just start really meshing together.
We're not even that old yet.
I know.
You're right.
I know. Oh, God, and we were talking about being immortal? Come on.
I know. Oh, I know. You, like, I would not remember anything. Like, are you kidding?
No. No, it's so hard.
Your brain would... Okay, also, being immortal, your brain would run out of spots for...
That's what I'm saying. Or would you just unlock the full potential of your brain?
I don't know.
Because they say we only use, like, a certain low percentage of our brains. And I don't really know if that's true, but if it is true...
Maybe we'll get technology in the future where we can add an SD...
To our brain.
Add, like, an SD card, yeah, to your brain to add more memory.
There's a Black Mirror episode for that, for sure.
Oh my God.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I guess that's really all I have for you guys this week.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up. Yep.
We all know we could go on forever here. But I guess we'll let you guys go. So I guess we will see you guys next week.
Okay, cue the music.